Welcome to the Mountain Meditation. Before we begin, take time to get yourself comfortable. You can either sit on a chair or on the floor, sitting in a way that the bottom half of your body creates a stable base out of which the upper half rises. Your head held erect, shoulders relaxed, chin tucked. In your own time, bring your attention to the flow of your breathing, feeling each in-breath and each out-breath. Just noticing how you're breathing, not trying to manipulate it in any way. Allowing your body to be still. Sitting with a sense of dignity, of resolve, of being complete, whole in this very moment. Allowing your posture to reflect this sense of wholeness. Now, as you sit here, picturing in your mind's eye the most beautiful mountain that you know, or have seen, or can imagine. Just holding the image and the feeling of the mountain in your mind's eye. Gradually, let it come into greater focus. Looking and studying at its overall shape. The lofty peak high in the sky. The large base rooted in the rock of the earth's crust, its steep or gently sloping sides. Noticing how massive it is, how solid, how unmoving, how beautiful. Both from afar and up close. Perhaps your mountain has one prominent peak. Perhaps a series of peaks or a high ridge. Whatever its shape or appearance, just sitting here and breathing with the image of this mountain. Looking at it, noting what's interesting about it. When you feel ready, seeing if you can bring the mountain into your own body, so that your body's sitting here and the mountain in your mind's eye become one. So that as you sit here, you share in the massiveness and stillness and majesty of the mountain. You become the mountain, rooted in the sitting posture. Your head becomes the lofty peak, supported by the rest of your body and affording a panoramic view. Your shoulders and arms, the sides of the mountain. Your buttocks and leg, the solid base, rooted to your cushion or your chair. Experiencing in your body a sense of uplift from deep within your pelvis with each breath as you continue sitting, becoming a little more a breathing mountain, unwavering in your stillness. Completely what you are beyond words, beyond thoughts, a central, rooted, unmoving presence. Now, as you sit here, becoming aware of the fact that as the sun travels across the sky, the light and shadows and colours are changing virtually moment by moment in the mountain's granite stillness. Night follows day, and day follows night. The canopy of stars, the moon, then the sun. Through it all, the mountain just sits, experiencing change in each moment. Constantly changing, yet always just being itself. The mountain remains still as the seasons come and go, as the weather changes moment by moment and day by day. Calmness abiding all change. In summer, the mountain may have blossoms and grasses covering its surface. In the autumn, it may be covered by heathers and ferns. In winter, it may be covered by frost or ice, or sometimes even snow. In any season, it may find itself shrouded by cloud or fog or pelted by freezing rain. People may come to see the mountain and comment on how beautiful it is, or how it's not a good day to see the mountain, that it's too cloudy or rainy or foggy or dark. None of this matters to the mountain, which remains at all times its essential self. Clouds may come and clouds may go. Tourists may like it or not, but the mountain's magnificence and beauty are not changed by whether people see it or not, or by the weather. Seen or unseen, in sun or clouds, in warmth or cold, day or night, it just sits, being itself. At times visited by violent storms, battered by rain, through it all, the mountain sits. Spring comes. The meadow birds begin to sing again. Swallows and gannets return home. Primroses appear. Lambs are born. Streams overflow. Through it all, the mountain continues to sit, unmoved by the weather, by what happens on the surface, by the world of appearances. And in the same way as we sit in meditation, we can learn to experience the mountain. We can embody the same unwavering stillness and rootedness. In the face of everything that changes in our own lives, over seconds, hours, years, in our lives and in our meditation practice, we experience constantly the changing nature of mind and body and the outer world. We have our own periods of light and darkness, our moments of colour, our moments of drabness. We definitely experience storms of various intensities in our outer world and in our minds and bodies. Buffeted by high winds, by cold and rain, we endure periods of darkness and pain, as well as moments of joy and uplift. Even our appearance changes constantly, experiencing a weather all of its own. By becoming the mountain in our meditation practice, we can link up with its strengths and adopt them as our own. We can learn to encounter each moment with mindfulness, with equanimity and clarity. It may help us to see that our thoughts and feelings are preoccupations. Our emotional storms and crises, even the things that happen to us, are very much like the weather on the mountain. We tend to take it all personally, but its strongest characteristic is impersonal. The weather of our own lives is not to be ignored or denied. It is to be encountered, felt, known for what it is, and held in awareness. And in holding it this way, we come to know a deeper silence, a deeper stillness and wisdom. Mountains have this to teach us, and much more, if we can come to listen. So if you find you resonate some way with the strength and stability of the mountain in your sitting, it may be helpful to use it from time to time in your meditation practice to remind you of what it means to sit mindfully, with resolve and wakefulness in true stillness. And so now, in the time that remains, continuing to sustain the mountain meditation on your own, in silence until you hear the sound of the bowl.